KNOM Update News. I'm Matthew Smith, and it's 9:02. 6 years of planning and $4.5 billion in expenditures is coming together this week for Shell Oil. The company's drilling rig, the Noble Discoverer, is set to arrive in the waters of the Chukchi Sea. After an eight-day journey from Dutch Harbor, the vessel is now preparing to attach itself to eight anchors that have already been pre-positioned on the sea bottom by the Shell support vessel, the Nanook. Late yesterday, Shell officials said they were elated to finally be so close to their goal. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith said the objective now was to focus that energy toward taking the next step in a way that's safe for everyone involved. The next step is attaching the newly arrived rig to those eight pre-positioned anchors, but that might be complicated this week due to the region's unpredictable weather. KTUU reports that two low-pressure systems are starting to bear down on the Chukchi, producing 50 to 60 mile-an-hour winds and 10-foot seas through Thursday. Shell says it is prepared for such conditions. As of last night, Smith did not know if the winds and the seas would prevent the hoped-for hookup to the anchors scheduled for today. He says crews are prepared to back off the planned anchoring operation and sit things out, if that's what's best for safety. He also says the crews are keeping an eye out for ice floes, which were reported in the drilling area. Telecommunications problems in Wales have caused issues for the community's residents, organizations, and corporations, while TelAlaska will be sending a technician to Wales today to investigate the phone situation. Residents in Wales have not had reliable phone service for nearly a month and a half. Landline service is provided by TelAlaska and cell service by GCI. Frank Creasy is the mayor of Wales and says he's had to dial the same phone number 3, 4, or even 5 times just to get through. Phone calls between cell phones and landlines don't connect, and long-distance service has been spotty at best. Creasy says the problem with the phones has been going on for too long.
And you would think somebody would have fixed it by now. Alaska's been here. GCI's been here. TelAlaska. I mean, everybody's been here to correct whatever, but we still have the same problem.
Wales resident Jason Oxrock said, like many others, he's completely made the switch from a landline to a cell phone. He said sometimes it's taken a few days for people to get in touch with him because landline phone calls to his cell phone simply don't connect.
My biggest peeve is that if my child has a problem at the school right now, the school has no way of contacting me. If my son had an emergency at this school, they would have to come running across town and tell me my son is hurt.
He said the issue has been going on for weeks, and he's tried contacting both companies to get an answer and a repair.
If you call GCI, they'll transfer you to TelAlaska and tell you it's TelAlaska's problem. TelAlaska will transfer you to GCI and tell you it's GCI's problem. It's happened to more than one person in the community who's tried to call and complain.
First, TelAlaska was saying it was GCI, and then they transferred me back. They said it was within our long-distance carrier, so they transferred me back, and then I was put on hold forever, so I just hung up the phone.
Terry Creasy is the general manager for the Wales Native Corporation. She says she hasn't been able to make long-distance phone calls, and it's affected business with the local Native Corporation.
We had a building order put on hold for like a week and a half due to our telephone services. Otherwise, the supplies would have been here and stored and put away or put up on the building.
And now the building project is behind schedule. Creasy says she made multiple phone calls every day to make the order and finally made it through last Thursday afternoon. She also works with the bank a lot, and one bank issue took 2 weeks to resolve simply because she couldn't make a long-distance phone call. GCI spokesperson David Morris says GCI acknowledges that there are service issues in Wales. He says GCI is highly confident it is not in their network. TelAlaska spokesperson Celine Kaplan says they are sending a technician to Wales today to see what the problem is. TelAlaska owns the main platform that provides telecommunication services to residents in Wales. GCI links to that platform, and TelAlaska assumes the problem lies with that connection. The Coast Guard has suspended the search for a crewman who was on a fishing vessel that sank near Kodiak Island. Coast Guard Petty Officer First Class Sarah Francis says the search for Jaime Gallega lasted more than 18 hours and covered roughly 1,400 square miles. A Coast Guard helicopter went looking for the 58-foot vessel Advantage on Friday when an emergency locator beacon signal was received. The helicopter hoisted skipper Leif Bolin and two crewmen from a life raft, taking them to Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center. Bolin was pronounced dead at the hospital. KMXT reports that the other crew members were recovering from hypothermia. The Advantage went down about 15 miles southeast of Kodiak. The Coast Guard is investigating what caused the vessel to sink. The Yukon River Chum Salmon Run has been good this year, with the run almost doubling the historical median of about 535,000 fish. Fish and Game Department says it's likely to get up to 1 million fish, adding up to another good escapement year. Area Management Biologist Jeff Estensen in Ammonic says the fish being seen this year are coming from the spawn of 4 years ago. He says the pulse of chums that entered the river 2 weeks ago was the strongest yet, at more than 200,000 fish. As of last week, the pulse had not been seen in Eagle. The last commercial opening for chum ended on Friday. Managers say additional openings are possible, depending on the run and the market. A pilot was killed in a single-engine plane crash on the McKeon Flats across the bay from Homer over the weekend. The Homer News reports the pilot was identified as 66-year-old George Vonderhyde of Girdwood. Alaska State Troopers spokeswoman Beth Ibsen says that Homer Electric Association crews discovered the plane crash after receiving reports of a power outage. She says crews saw the plane in shallow water near the mouth of the Wozenensky River. The plane apparently hit a power line that crosses the river valley. Ibsen said the plane had been flying in weather conditions that were foggy and rainy, with a low cloud ceiling. And Sitka police say they have arrested a man suspected of being the brewery bandit. A theft in early June at the Baranoff Island Brewery resulted in the loss of about $1,000 plus several 22-ounce bottles of beer. Brewery owners Rick Armstrong and Susan Hess posted a surveillance video on Facebook that showed a man entering through the rear garage door. The video was not clear enough to positively identify the suspect, but Sitka residents dubbed him the brewery bandit. Police began receiving tips as to the bandit's identity in mid-June. The Daily Sitka Sentinel now reports that officers have obtained a search warrant for a phone conversation and recorded a suspect admitting to the theft. Police have charged Carl Liberty of Sitka with burglary and theft in the incident. And taking a look at gold prices in New York this hour, the price of gold was up $1.80, trading at $1,694.40 an ounce. The price of silver was up 48 cents to $32.32 an ounce. The price of zinc was at 83 cents a pound. And Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was set to arrive in Nome a little ahead of schedule around 8:52 this morning, set to depart Nome around 9:49 this morning. Unofficially 47 degrees outside the KNOM station, 10 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock.